Okay. Today, our speaker, Terry, will now share her experience for 15 minutes on, what are you sharing on today?
I am sharing on basically step one, but it's going to be kind of themed with the Bridge of Reason.
Okay. All right.
Terry, do you want timed?
Yeah. Would you back me up, Lonnie? I got a timer here, but just in case something happens.
Just at 15 minutes.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Thank you.
All right, good. So our speaker, Terry, will share her experience for 15 minutes on step one, the Bridge of Reason. Thank you for letting us share, record, Terry, and it's all yours.
Thanks, Brandy. Hi, everyone. My name's Terry A.H., and I live in Maine, and very grateful to be here. I am a compulsive overeater, a chaos creator, Al-Anon, alcoholic, and ACA. And it's been really an honor and privilege. Thank you, Sally, for asking me to step in today. So today I really want to talk about the Bridge of Reason and what that looks like for me. And I'm going to kind of try to tie it into where I'm at today with my own recovery. So I'm going to read a couple of pages and then I'll talk about what I really want to, how it applies to my life today. So the first paragraph is on page 53 that I want to just kind of read. It's the second full paragraph. It says, arrived at this point, we were squarely confronted with the question of faith. We couldn't duck the issue. Some of us had already walked far over the Bridge of Reason towards the desire shore of faith. The outlines and the promises of the new land had brought lustres to tired eyes and fresh courage to flagging spirits. Friendly hands had stretched out in welcome. We were grateful that reason had brought us so far, but somehow we couldn't quite step ashore. Perhaps we had been leaning too heavily on reason that last mile, and we did not like to lose our support. And then the other piece I want to just read before I go into my share is on page 25 at the bottom, and I'm going to change the words a little bit to how it's going to fit into my talk this morning. So the bottom of 25, it says, if you are seriously in trouble as we were, we believe there's no middle of the road solution. We were in a position where life was becoming impossible. And if we had passed into the region from which there was no return through human aid, we had two alternatives. One was to go on to the bitter end, blotting out the consciousness of our intolerable situation as best as we could by hanging on for dear life on the Bridge of Reason with no boundaries. And the other was to accept spiritual help and let go. This was because we honestly wanted to, and we were willing to make the effort. So that's what I want to talk about today is boundaries and how they apply to my life. So I always kind of like to, you know, I like to start like, I like to start with a consideration, and the consideration is, you know, have I really walked far over the Bridge of Reason, you know, and the Bridge of Reason is my own thinking. So, so it may pertain to anything in your life that you're having a first step problem with. But I ask myself, you know, have I really walked over the Bridge of Reason towards the desire shore of faith? And, I like to also ask, am I stuck on the bridge of boundaries? And so what are boundaries? You know, boundaries are really like they're actually good to have. Boundaries are not walls. They are bridges that connect us to healthy relationships. And I've had to learn through a lot of mistakes what those look like. So I just want to talk about like, you know, what boundaries look like for me today and why I have to set them. And why it's good to set them. So I have to ask myself, you know, am I living in the third dimension, the third dimension solution, really having a fourth dimension problem? So meaning, am I living in all three areas of the triangle and circle, but I'm not really rocketed into the fourth dimension because, you know, I'm not setting healthy boundaries to myself. And, you know, as a chaos creator or Al-Anon, I can fall really short into those. So I like to ask, I'm a visual. So, you know, if you know me, you'll get a lot of my visuals, but it's like, if you can picture a person on the bridge and they're, you know, they're hanging on for dear life, and they're not willing to let go because they're too afraid to trust God, that, you know, maybe every path in their life, you know, has a bridge, and the solution to that bridge is actually crossing it. So I have to ask myself, what would the sure boundaries look like for me today, with others, with healthy relationships? And I know for me, like, people pleasing can come in, you know, my fear can come in. So for me, it's like stepping from bridge to reason to the solid ground of faith for me is like the beginning of our relationship with God and healthy relationships with others, because I can't have a healthy relationship with you if I don't have a healthy relationship with God. So it starts there. And then by starting there, I get to, you know, easily let go of the bridge that I'm gripping tightly onto. And, you know, boundaries is like, why do I choose to stay stuck on the bridge? You know, why can't I set boundaries to myself? So I like to look at, I'm doing a lot of work around them right now, and there's all kinds of categories around boundaries, but I'm just going to kind of talk about relationships today. But I always ask myself, am I relying too heavily on reason? So am I relying too heavily on my thinking about what it should look like? And on my thinking, I have to ask myself, how well is it working for me? And if it's working, great. But if it's not, what do I need God's help to help me set those boundaries? So I ask myself why I can't set those boundaries. And maybe it's because fear of what other people will think, right? Or because I assume others will be mad at me, or because I think that it's not important, you know, that it'll go away somehow, it'll just be swept underneath the rug and go away. Or is it because I don't want it to be a hassle with somebody, you know? Or it could be I'm trying to avoid conflict. You know, I don't like conflict, so I'm going to avoid it at all costs by keep doing what I don't want to do. It could be maybe because I prefer going with the flow, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. It might be because of fear of maybe looking selfish, or maybe it could be, I don't really know where to start, you know, to set healthy boundaries to myself. So I always like to ask myself, am I people pleasing? Because I have this saying that please everyone, please no one, please God, please everyone. So, and people pleasing is a form of dishonesty, which is, you know, I'm not being my true authentic self, and I'm relying on self once again for the answer. So I've learned through doing this work, there's a lot of good ways to set boundaries. And so I might say to a person, let me think about that, you know, before I actually, and I have a sponsor that always says, Terry, you got to learn to say no before you learn to say yes, because I'm a yes person and I don't think about it. So, you know, the 11th step has really helped me with going into the pause. So I might say, here's what will work for me. You know, I might give them an option, or can I get back to you? Or maybe I say that doesn't work for me, or that's not going to work for me. I could say, you know, I appreciate you asking, but I can't. Or I know this is really important, but I just can't do it. It just doesn't fit into my schedule. Or it could look like, you know, this isn't doable for me right now, but thank you for, you know, asking me and reaching out to me. Or I wish I could. I can help you find a solution. So there's different ways I can set boundaries, but also be helpful to the person, but also be honest and direct, and not fall backwards into, you know, doing something that I really don't want to do. And I have to make sure for myself, when I say yes to someone, I have to make sure that I'm not saying no to myself. So it's really about checking in with myself to see if it's doable for me, and, you know, if it's going to work for me. Because I know for me, like, being a chaos creator, fixer controller, like, if you could have seen my schedule probably 7 years ago, my schedule was full. Like, there was not even a space. And if there was a space, I would fill it. And because I was a doer, you know. And today, by doing the work and really having healthy relationships and setting healthy boundaries to myself, my schedule has lessened and lessened. And I really, today, I get to experience that peace and I don't know, the peace and serenity that I just love. And having healthy boundaries to me is like a form of self-love, and self-respect for myself. And sometimes they're not always easy. And I'll give you a couple of examples. So I was on vacation, not last week, but the week before, and I have never done this. And I think the longer that you stay in recovery and the longer that you learn and you get the experience, the more you become, you become more direct and, you pay attention to what hasn't worked in the past. So not last week, but the week before I was on vacation, and I had told sponsees and I had told family, except for my children, that I would not be available by phone. Let me tell you, it was a great week because nobody called me. And I said, if it's an emergency, so my kids, I always pick up for my kids because, I just do. It's just, mother, I want to speak to my kids. But as far as other people, if it didn't work into my schedule and if it wasn't scheduled, I didn't pick up the phone. And I will tell you, that was the first time I've done that. And I also, that week, I have a brother that's in recovery, and we're really, really close. And he comes to me for a lot of just a lot of, I don't want to say advice because I don't give advice, but a lot of experience through my own recovery. And so he didn't really like that I set that boundary for that week. And I said, I said, you can take a break. I'm not the only person that can help you, that's got some experience. So, you can take a week off for me. And, and if you need to communicate, throw me a text. And if I feel like I want to reply, I will, but if I don't, I won't. And he didn't like that too much. He kind of took it personally. And I said, this isn't about you. This is about me taking care of myself. And I need this time. I need to refuel, reboot, and recharge. And that was a way of really, bringing that self-love to myself so that I could get rejuvenated to come back on board the following week. And I will tell you, it was the first time that I did that. And I will tell you that I will continue to do that because it works so well for me. And Lonnie, I forgot to set the timer. can you, 3 minutes? Okay, great. Thank you. It was just a good way to really set a healthy boundary for myself and actually take care of myself and really step up to the plate to see where I needed to be refueled, rebooted, and recharged, so that I could continue to work with others. And it was funny because when we got back on board, the following week, he had said jokingly, he said I was going through withdrawals, which I thought was pretty funny, and I thought, wow, I guess he does utilize me quite a bit, because I don't think about what I do. I just do it because I love doing what I do. And it's been such a blessing to really, to have the healthy boundaries, but to also get off the bridge of reason, like to get off that bridge and not be afraid to be my true authentic self and to have God's help, to really take care of me. And that's what it is. Like I can't, I will share this. This was my inventory, what I learned. I used to go to people like God, and today I go to God like people. Did I say that right? I used to go to people like God and God like people. And so today, I know I have to go to God first before I can go to people, because my relationship starts with God. So for me, I have to get off that bridge of reason so that I can be on this land of boundaries, of having boundaries, having healthy relationships. And I will tell you, by having boundaries, I have lost relationships, for the good, for the benefit of both of us. But people don't like when you set boundaries. But people who don't like boundaries usually are the ones that keep overstepping them. So I had to really, really pay attention to that too. Because my codependency will also come out too. That I need to either be in the relationship or I need them to be in the relationship, and that's not healthy either. So by doing the CODA work and doing the ACA work has really helped me to get really clear on that line that I have to put in the middle of the sand. And it's been a beautiful journey, and it continues, it doesn't stop. And it's a daily reprieve. I do it rough until I do it smooth is what I say. And but I do it a lot better because of experience and the way that I go to God today to get off that bridge of reason. So I think that's my time. And thanks for letting me share. And thanks again, Sally.
Thank you so much, Terry H. That was wonderful. Thank you for sharing your experience and strength. All right, let's flip pages here. So we will now open the meeting for sharing and for questions to anyone from anyone. Please limit your shares to under 4 minutes. The topic for tonight is going to be step one, the bridge of reason, boundaries. Let me hit stop for the record, right? I hit stop, don't I? Yeah. Okay.